Shares of Novo Nordisk, the Danish drug maker, have been rising since the company recently reported numbers. It's been known as a diabetes powerhouse, but now it is expanding much more into obesity medications as well. And we are now joined by the CEO and president of the company, Lars Fruergaard Jørgensen. Lars, thank you so much for being here. I want to start with your new obesity medication, Wegovy, because it looks like you are seeing a lot of initial success for the drug. Talk to me about what you've been seeing so far and what you think the potential is for this medication.
Yeah, good morning, Julie, and thank you for having me. You're right, we have a really exciting moment because we are now launching our second anti-obesity medicine. And while the first one has been on the market for 5-6 years, this is a truly exciting moment because we're now launching Wegovy, which delivers a weight loss of some 17-18% on average among those we tested it in. And that is truly an amazing weight loss. And I would say, dare to say, that it's the first time that there's a medicine really delivering on the expectations of both patients living with obesity and also physicians. So we have launched it in June, and we have seen a very, very strong uptake already.
And Lars, it's Miles here. You guys were able to come out and you raised, your guidance for sales growth, also for profits. And, we're talking certainly about this drug in the portfolio, but I'm curious what you're seeing sort of across the board. Is that driven by the early success in Wegovy, or are there, kind of a broader impulse from your customers, and kind of more secular tailwinds that you guys are riding?
Yeah, since we launched it late in June, there's not much sales into our half-year results. So it's really the breadth of our portfolio. It's our diabetes products pulling through. We have a class of GLP-1-based products that's growing really, really strongly in the U.S. and also outside of the U.S. And many people have found that during the pandemic, diabetes has become more severe in the sense of glucose level going up because of a more, the lifestyle being locked up at home. So we see a big need for more efficacious medicines. We also see some of our products in what we call our biopharmaceutical business, where we have products for people living with hemophilia also growing nicely. We saw 7% growth there, but overall a 12% growth for the first 6 months of the year. Really all markets, all franchises delivering a strong growth.
Lars, we have definitely been talking about people being more sedentary during the pandemic and the effect that has had. I want to ask you about pricing, because this is something that we consistently ask the CEOs who come on the program, because we've seen rising prices in so many areas. Drugs are actually one of the few areas where we have been seeing price increases. That's not new. And so as the rest of the world is now seeing inflation, I'm wondering what's happening with prices of your products.
Yeah, it's a very complex matter because in the U.S. there is a complex supply chain. The reality is that the price for our products is actually declining. So year over year, we see a declining price, both for what we get for our insulins, but also the GLP-1-based products I just mentioned. We give increasing rebates year over year to our customers, the PBMs, and those rebates are being used to fund, general healthcare costs. So while some patients are faced with increasing cost, that's typically because of insurance schemes and how insurances are put together. We have put out some patient assistance programs to help those patients who fall between plans, and there is a support program where all can contact Novo Nordisk in the U.S. and try to get help. But the reality is, and you can see that in our accounts, that the price that we end up getting as manufacturer is actually declining year over year.
And, Lars, we've talked to a lot of industrial companies on this program, food businesses who are facing a lot of challenges with their supply chains and their ability to get their product to market. Are you guys having any of those similar issues, or has the global supply chain from your vantage point been working pretty smoothly?
Well, a company like Novo Nordisk, we actually use relative limited raw materials going into our manufacturing processes. Obviously, we use glass for our liquid products. We have devices, etc. So there's actually a relative big part of the manufacturing process taking place in our facilities, and it's the process there that actually creates the products. But having said that, we do see that, say, a year and a half into the pandemic, many inventories are depleted, and certain materials that we need to use in manufacturing is becoming harder and harder to get. But so far, we are very pleased that we have been able to supply all our patients throughout the pandemic, despite that many of the typical transportation means have been shut down, and we've had to find new ways. But we have, you know, strong inventories. We have strong commitment to the patients. We help each and every day. And when you live with a disease like diabetes, you rely on chronic treatment. And for many patients, it's also life-saving treatment. So we work hard on making sure that those supplies are ready for them. And we have succeeded in doing that so far in the pandemic. And I'm quite confident we can continue doing that.
Lars, thank you so much for being here. Lars Fruergaard Jorgensen is president and CEO of Novo Nordisk.